Now we turn to some news from the world of sports. And for the seventh time in a row, the U.S. Open golf tournament has produced a winner who had never won it before. The latest to join the First Timers Club is Brooks Koepka, who not only won the Open yesterday, but did so with a final round 16 under par. And that matches Rory McIlroy for the lowest single-day score under par in U.S. Open history. To Major League Baseball, and last night in Houston, Xander Bogaerts doubled his season so far home run output. He came in with just two, but he went deep twice last night to power the Boston Red Sox to a 6-5 win over the Astros, the team with the best record in baseball. The power surge by Bogaerts was needed on a night when David Price was not especially good, giving up 8 hits and 3 runs while walking 3 over 5 innings. But the Red Sox also needed great defense in this one, and they got it, especially in the 8th inning. Leading 6-4 after Bogaerts' second home run, the Astros loaded the bases and they made the score 6-5 when Carlos Beltran singled, and they would have tied the game if not for a laser beam throw from the outfield by Andrew Benintendi, who airmailed a perfect strike to catcher Christian Vasquez just in time to tag out Jose Altuve, who had been trying to score from second on the hit. Vasquez provided more great defense when he threw out Derek Fisher in the bottom of the ninth inning when he tried to steal second. That ended the game. Craig Kimbrell got the save, his 20th of the year. It was not all good news for the Red Sox, though. Second baseman Dustin Pedroia got drilled in the ribs by Houston pitcher James Hoyt. Pedroia, who normally just puts down his head and runs off to first when he gets hit by a pitch, took umbrage and started barking at Hoyt, as well he had a right to. Pedroia came out of the game in the ninth inning and will have x-rays on his ribs to see if anything is broken. Red Sox fans will have to hold their collective breath and hope it is only a bad bruise. When the Red Sox do take on the Royals in Kansas City tonight, with Hector Velasquez hoping for his second career win after pitching 3 1/3 scoreless innings last week to pick up his first, they'll do so tied for first place in the American League East with the New York Yankees, who've had a rough road trip out west. They got swept by the A's in Oakland after a 4-3 loss yesterday. Chris Davis had the big blow for the A's, a 2-run blast in the third inning. That held up as the winning runs for rookie starter Jarrell Cotton, who went 6 innings and struck out 6 along the way, and 6 is the length of the losing streak that the Yankees are currently on as they limp home from a 1-7 road trip. But they do get today off, and they have Michael Pineda at 7-3 on the season going for them in the Bronx Tuesday when they look for some payback against one of the teams that beat up on them out west, the L.A. Angels. The Yankees also got their closer Aroldis Chapman back from the disabled list, and they are still sporting the second most prolific offense in the American League, so I think they will be just fine in the long run. The New York Mets were hoping to avoid a 4-game sweep against the Washington Nationals on Father's Day, and they did so, with starter Jacob DeGrom dominating on the mound and at the plate. DeGrom gave the Mets 8 sparkling innings against one of the best offenses in the National League. He gave up just 3 hits, all singles, while also hitting a home run in the Mets' 5-1 win. He had his young son and his dad at Citi Field to watch the heroics, so pretty epic Father's Day for the DeGroms and for Mets fans who were in pretty bad need of a win. The Toronto Blue Jays got a game-tying home run in the 6th inning from Russell Martin yesterday, then tacked on more long ball runs when Kendrys Morales sent one into the 4th deck of the Rogers Centre in Toronto's 7-3 win over the Chicago White Sox. J.A. Happ got his 2nd win of the year for the Jays and his 1st at home. He is 2-4 on the season so far. In the NECBL, Zachary Schultz gave up just 1 run on 3 hits in 5 innings of work, leading the Vermont Mountaineers to a 5-1 victory over the Danbury Westerners at Recreational Field yesterday. Jeffrey Scott had 2 runs batted in to lead the Mountaineers' offense as they took Game 1 of a 4-game homestand. And Vermont's single-A pro baseball team is ready to say play ball starting today. The Lake Monsters begin their 2017 season tonight against the Lowell Spinners in Massachusetts. And finally, keep an eye on the NBA trade tracker today because multiple media outlets are reporting that the Boston Celtics are all set to swap draft picks with the Philadelphia 76ers in a deal that would send the number one overall pick to Philly for the 3rd pick and future first-rounders in 2018 and 2019 to Boston. The Sixers would likely scoop up Washington point guard Markel Fultz with the number one pick, while the Celtics are hoping Kansas swingman Josh Jackson is still available at number 3. And if you're wondering why Boston would cede the number one pick to another team, it's likely because Fultz is a point guard, and the Celtics are already 3 deep at that position, with all-star Isaiah Thomas, Avery Bradley, and Marcus Smart, and they would get even more high-level draft picks, which could be floated for a potential trade for an established star, which is what Celtics fans really have been waiting for GM Danny Ainge to do for some time now. Blake Griffin of the Clippers, Gordon Hayward of the Utah Jazz, or Chicago forward Jimmy Butler are all big-name players who would vastly improve a Celtics team that made it to the Eastern Conference Finals last season and is looking to get that much better to compete with the likes of LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers.